Hello and welcome to the Head of SEO podcast. My name is Alvaro. I'm Spanish. I moved to London in 2019. I relocated to the UK in 2019. I'm an SEO professional, digital marketing professional. I love digital in general, anything that has to do with technology, with, let's say, acquisition. I've worked most of my career with SEO, but I'm passionate as well with other acquisition channels like email marketing, CRM, you name it, right? And in this podcast, we are going to explain what are we going to talk about in general on this series of podcasts. Well, first of all, I will have to apologize to my audience because, as you can tell, I'm not native English speaker. So if you can notice some mistakes on my speaking, I'm sorry. I really sound more smarter in Spanish. There was an actress that said that. But yeah, I mean, I'll do my best to communicate all my ideas, to communicate all my knowledge, to communicate everything I know into this podcast to my audience, to anyone who wants to hear about digital marketing, about the evolution, the transformation of digital marketing with this new AI era. So yeah, in this podcast, we are going to talk about mainly SEO, obviously, because I love SEO. It's one of the most important acquisition channels historically. Maybe in the future that will change, but as far as I know and I have experienced, is one of the most important acquisition channels for any business out there, for many reasons that we will see. In the other hand, we're gonna talk about content marketing, which is some sort of part of SEO, but not really. We can differentiate it. There is SEO per se, which has different, let's say, pillars within the SEO. It has the on-page, the off-page, the link-building side. Now the people say there is a new part saying the generative search optimization, so you're optimizing for AIs. That could be, right? But content marketing, it's anything to do with content. And this includes blogs, videos, ebooks, anything that you think of, including podcasts as well, that are made in order to attract user. That's called inbound marketing. So all these different tools that you are using in order to get users to your, let's say, website or business, whatever. We're going to talk about search engine marketing, or paid media, as they call it. This is Google Ads, social ads for social media, Google for Google. Why is it called PPC? Well, because it's pay per click. You pay per every click. And it's another form of advertising. It's very similar to search engine optimization because in the end you're sharing the same space, but in order to be there you have to pay if you're the company that's advertising, right? You can be, you know, in search, on display, or you can do retargeting, many things. We're going to talk in this podcast a little bit about SEM as well. Of course, social media marketing, both organic, you can also do, like, let's say, SEO as well on social media, or paid campaigns in different social media platforms like LinkedIn or Instagram or TikTok, YouTube. These are pretty much the most important ones, X, right? We're gonna probably see what's the current situation of all these platforms, especially what can you do with AI. Why is people so much interested into generating videos or images with AI? Because some of them have gone really viral. So yeah, we're gonna dive into it as well. Another one, another element of digital marketing we're going to touch will be email marketing. So anything to do with the relationship that a company has with the customers via email, this I would like to do like a few episodes about this as well. We're going to talk about newsletters, drip campaigns, and especially automation. Automation now can be done with AI. And for those who don't know, traditional email marketing, it's a bunch of just templates and rules and emails that you previously have like on a platform, like set up and built. But now what you can do is an 100% customized email based on the preferences and based on the history of the user that you are going to communicate with. And this can be done with AI agents and AI automation tools like Make, like N8, N810, and many others. We will talk about all of this in this podcast as well. We're going to talk about influencer marketing. Influencer marketing is another form of marketing, very spread and very relevant right now, because as you know, there's a bunch of influencers now, especially in the last decade, that have grown a niche, a particular niche, and they have like a little bit of decision making into the audience that they have. So that's what they are called influencer, because if they technically promote some products related to what they're talking, it's very likely that their audience is going to listen to them and it's going to probably end up purchasing any of the things that they recommend. We will see what's the status of influencer marketing as well. Finally, we're only halfway through affiliate marketing. That's a big one. And I have direct experience on affiliate marketing, working for one of the biggest affiliate marketing companies in the world. And it's huge. I can tell you, working right now on affiliates is very interesting, because anyone who's really able to promote any group of keywords or any group, let's say, of categories that they are very, very interested or very good into promoting, they can make a lot of money from it. Imagine you are an expert promoting barbecues in the UK. Right, you have a website that's very good selling anything related to barbecues. Affiliate marketing, what it does basically, it's that you don't need to have any barbecue. You can just do the marketing, do the promotion, like talk about the barbecues, the latest models, do the video, do the content marketing, do the promotion, and don't basically have anything in stock. And what it does basically is when you send the traffic to other companies that have affiliate programs like Amazon, you can get a commission from it. It can go from 0.something% to more than 6, 7, even 15% or even more, depending on the product. So it's quite interesting because you don't really need to buy anything to sell something. So that's why affiliate marketing is so big nowadays. Obviously, we're going to see another thing which is very crucial and very important, which is the measure part. You don't know what's happening within your marketing campaigns if you don't measure. You need to measure what you do. You need to know what's the outcome of every single action that you do online, whether if it's a blog post or anything on social media or a video. So we're going to talk about many tools like Google Analytics 4, Hotjar, and many more. Like one of my favorites probably, it's Ahrefs and Google Search Console. These tools allow you to measure very well the organic performance of any brand. But obviously the most used one probably is Google Analytics, right? We're gonna see what can we do with all these analytics, which dashboards can we build with Locker Studio, with other companies that provide us with this service, and how can we use social media and AI in order to improve all this bit, all this measurement. CRO, and that's pretty trendy in the last decade, as well as UX. This includes A/B testing, includes UX, UI tweaks in order to increase results. So imagine you already have good revenue, good rankings, you have a lot of people coming to your website, but you know, there's always room for improvement. There's always room to do something better. Imagine like the size of the button or the color of the button. All these visual elements, especially usually are visual elements, but not limited to just visual, that can enhance the click to the user, that can make the user say, oh, I really like this. This is really getting my eye, and I'm going to make, you know, I'm going to decide and just click here and see what happens, you know? And there's many professionals on A/B testing, UX, UI, so that's another thing that can and must be optimized on any website. We're going to see as well what can we do with the artificial intelligence to in order to optimize the interfaces of our websites, the visuals of our websites, and we can get pretty cool statistics from AI that are going to tell us which are the different elements that we should change, right, in order to get into a very good and positive result. Of course, then we have, just to group it into one, mobile marketing. Mobile marketing, in the end, it's all the activities and elements just focused on the mobile phone. That includes like SMS campaigns, push notifications, in-app ads, and so on. This is also part of ASO as well, which is the App Store optimization. It's very relevant. Optimizing for mobile as much as possible and using the mobile phone for all of our marketing activities as much as we can, we possibly can. Video marketing, to me, that's a must on any strategy, on any company, because AI is going to take over and all the content from things that we actually know that they already happened, so history things or anything that has already happened and we actually know the answer, it's going to be replied by an AI. Like, for example, how much is 1 meter in centimeters? Long time ago, we had like a blog post that was telling you exactly like how much, 1 meter equals to 100, whatever, you know. But nowadays, it's just AI that's going to just reply to all these things. So the only thing that you can do, really, it's to keep up with the news, with what's new, with what hasn't happened yet. And I think that's where it gets real, the real deal, right? To keep up with the uncertainty on the future of what hasn't happened yet. And in order to succeed with this, I think YouTube, Reels, TikTok, webinars, live streams, I think all these are very good tools for any company in order to be promoting their services out there and to actually, you know, sell whatever they need to sell, because written, an AI, it's going to take over the written side of things, right? We all agree with that. So yeah. And finally, we will talk about marketing automation. Marketing automation with tools like ActiveCampaign, HubSpot, N810, Make.com, and many more. So, in the end, The Head of SEO is a podcast where you need to learn new stuff about digital marketing. Doesn't matter what, it includes everything. It's basically called the head of SEO because that's what I am at the moment. That's my job title, let's say, at the minute. But it isn't just that more than just a name. It's just a name. I would like to talk and communicate everything related to digital marketing in general, because I'm passionate about how this industry in general is evolving and how this field of knowledge is evolving, how fast it's growing and how quick it's spreading around the world. And subscribe or like or follow if you're interested into listening to a Spaniard talking about digital marketing in English. I think it's quite challenging for me to do this podcast, but you need to do challenging stuff in your life, right? You need to do things that are interesting and challenging and to keep you always into the learning loop and to keep always as well the audience interested into what you can bring to them and so on. I expect as well that I can summarize many of the things that I am learning around on my daily basis. I can summarize it into very short 10, 15 minutes podcast so everyone can learn and everyone can take insights from this podcast. My name is Álvaro. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Kind regards from Red Hill from the UK. See you in the next one. Thank you.